Greetings to each one in the precious name of Jesus Christ. This is Levi Stalsy sharing with you. Yesterday I shared in the book of Hosea, just to laid a little bit of a foundation in Hosea. Here the Lord told Hosea to go out and marry and take to him a wife, but this wife was unfaithful, and the Lord did this so that Hosea could see what it is like to have a just like, okay, if we look at Israel, here was God, the apple of God's eye, the people that he loved dearly, and he took care of them, he nurtured them, he brought them out of Egypt, and here they rebelled against him and went out after idols. And it was the it was God's way of getting his point across to Hosea, the prophet. And it seems through that experience that Hosea went through, he was able to share more with the people on how God felt. So he prophesied to them, and he rebuked them for the sin that they were in. So with that background, I'd like to go to, skip forward to chapter 4. The whole book of Hosea is just the Hosea and the Lord and the people talking. And here it's the Lord. It says, "Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land." And I think this is, this may be Hosea speaking here. Then he goes to explain what is happening. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. He's saying bloodshed follows bloodshed. It was a terrible condition in the land. The people were swearing, they were lying, they were killing, they were stealing, committing adultery. And they were killing, bloodshed was being shed one after the next. I know in some of those situations, I'm not sure if it was exactly during this period of time where there was actually, they would offer babies, infants to their gods. They would sacrifice them. And, it almost sounds like our day and time. I think there's a lot of similarities to the sin that abounded then. But he goes on to say, "Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away." I mean, he's saying that there's going to be calamities in the land. Even the land is going to groan with the weight of sin, and I think we can identify with that. The land is no longer producing. The animals are going extinct. There is storms like we have probably never seen before. There is record highs of earthquakes, and just the land, the universe is groaning under the weight of sin. Verse 4, "Yet let no man strive, nor reprove one another, for the people are as they strive with the priests. Therefore shall they fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy their mother. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge." And as I read this, it just, let me finish this verse, and then I'll come back to it. "My people are destroyed from the lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, I will also forget thy children. And I had to ask myself, you know, are we going to be held accountable for parts of Scripture that we didn't even know what it was saying? And I think we are. I don't think there's an excuse for not knowing God's Word. There's not an excuse for the lack of knowledge. You know, we have, you know, I think of some of these religious groups, there's a lack of knowledge. They would rather spend time reading different magazines, farming magazines, hunting magazines, but still when they come to their spiritual life, it's not in order. And, you know, when you ask some of these people from some of these very religious settings about their spiritual life, they say, well, they didn't know. That doesn't really apply. You know, they didn't know that's what God's Word says. And here, God had a problem with these people. He said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. He's saying they will actually be destroyed because they don't have the knowledge of what is going to happen. And that is a shame, because the knowledge was available. God's Word was available. The law of Moses was written, and they could read it. We see some of the kings where they got put in as a king, and they would call for the law to be read to all the people. David talks about it. He said how he delights in God's law. But these people, they were destroyed because they didn't care, and they were so focused on worshiping Baal, and you just can't believe people would get so far off track. But you know, I think that's where we're at in today's society. Is the Bible is just as true now as it was written back throughout the ages, but still there's religious groups that will go on and walk in their religion, and they don't care. They don't. If you point them to the Word of God, they say you're reading the Word of God too much. You're reading the Bible too much. You shouldn't read it. You should just, you know, read it in certain languages, and that way you don't understand it as good. But that it is wrong. And verse 7 says, and they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I charge their glory into, I'm sorry, change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. He's saying they actually set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. So I think we're seeing again, you know, why God allowed this thing to happen to Hosea, that his wife fell into adultery, into fornication, but it would be, in that case, she was married, so it would be adultery. And, you know, we can see here he married this lady. I don't know if she was... I would almost like to think that maybe she was faithful when they married, but she went off into adultery. I don't know if I wasn't quite sure how to read that, if Hosea actually went out and took a whore for a wife, we don't know. But either way, we do know that he married, and here she was not faithful to him. And, you know, that's how it is. Even today, just like it was back there when God destroyed the people race that he loved. And I think it's a lesson for us as we look at on how we can, in a sense, worship Baal. Maybe it's not Baal, but we can worship things. We can turn our affections towards the things of this earth how would you like if you were married and your wife would turn her affections towards the things of this earth, or she would have to turn her affections towards another man, or whatever it may be, and that would grieve us, because she's my wife. I want her to turn her affections towards me and towards the Lord. So it's interesting. I find it very interesting that is the beginning of the book of Hosea, and it kind of sets the tone for the whole book of Hosea. So I just trust it would just encourage you today to be faithful to God, to not turn your affections towards the things of this world, but to turn them towards the Lord, because it's just, consider the illustration again that I used of, if you would have a wife that turns her affections away from you, it would grieve you. It's kind of like a spiritual fornication or a spiritual adultery, and that's what we see was happening. So, Lord bless you.